The information provided on The Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Forever Young Radio Show, featuring America's natural doctor, Mark Stangler, and executive producer, Kelly Capasola. Each week, Dr. Stangler and his special guests have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you could join us today right here on Forever Young. If it's the first time you've come across our show, whether it be on the traditional radio dial, Sirius XM, or any of our podcast platforms, welcome to the program. For well over two decades, we've been coming on behind this mic and sharing great information with each of you on ways to inform and educate on healthier lifestyle options and good quality science-based information.
And to learn more about the show, please feel free to visit our website at americasnaturaldoctor.com. Here you can listen to our past radio shows, our podcasts, read our articles, and we have several videos as well.
Yeah, Dr. Mark, we have so many ways that we like to deliver content. Thankfully for you, you are sharing all this good information that we're able to be put out there in the world, whether it's an article that can be found on our Health Breakthroughs, signing up for our newsletter that you can also do on americasnaturaldoctor.com, or visiting our social media platforms or even YouTube. We like to make sure if you like to watch a video and you don't like to read an article, we get you that information either way. So thank you, Dr. Mark, each and every week for giving us new content to be able to share with people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's always a lot going on in integrative medicine. And I like to supply that information to people. So they really should sign up for our free e-letter at americasnaturaldoctor.com. Then you can get these articles every week, or you can just go to the website and look them up as well.
Yeah, we have a lot of them. So staying in the know of what's going on with our health and wellness in this era is very important. My name is Kelly Capasola. I'm being joined by just that, America's Natural Doctor, Dr. Mark Stangler. And boy, Dr. Stangler, we have a big show today. We're going to be talking digestive health during the holidays.
Yes, definitely a common problem all year round. But during the holidays, people suffer more digestive issues, heartburn, gas, bloating, loose stool, constipation, because they're eating foods they're not used to. They're eating unhealthy foods at much higher quantities. There's stress levels. And so, yeah, this is a time where people's digestive system really gets flared up.
Right. And we want to let them know that there's other ways around it than just popping an over-the-counter antacid for hoping for relief. So we're going to be joined by digestion guru Marty Whittakin in the next segment. So stick with us. But in the meantime, Dr. Mark, as we're putting out all this great content, we're constantly sharing things. We get a couple listener questions each and every week, and people ask, okay, so now we're going into the cold and flu season. And, you know, I'm sure you get that a lot at the clinic, Dr. Mark, that you founded, the Stangler Center for Integrative Medicine. But what are some suggestions that you're giving to people on maybe to up maybe a supplement? Should they be taking the vitamin C's? Definitely want to be on a good probiotic if you want to support the immune system. But what are some other things that you like to recommend to your patients?
Yeah, definitely. In terms of immunity, a good probiotic, I think, is very important, with most of our immune system originating from the gut. Absolutely. Vitamin D, I think, is critical based on all the studies. Zinc is very important. One of my favorites is quercetin. Definitely some interesting research this year on terms of its benefits on the immune system.
Yeah, and I like that you talk about the quercetin, Dr. Mark, because it's something that we're hearing now. We're seeing it everywhere. And for listeners who are just tuning in for the first time, please go to americasnaturaldoctor.com, our website. Click on the Health Breakthroughs. We have two really great articles on recent research when it comes to quercetin. And I'll tell you, Dr. Mark, the majority of the questions we're getting each and every week after our program is based on quercetin. So when we look at it, it's really just a flavonoid that is found in the pigment of different fruits and veggies, right? I think apples and onions and things like that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, found in a lot of plant foods, a lot of common plant foods. And it has many effects on the body. It's anti-inflammatory, helps circulation. It helps with healthy blood vessels. It's a potent antioxidant. So a lot of beneficial effects. There's some newer information. It helps the immune system, has some antiviral effects. So it's quite a unique supplement. Historically, I've used it a lot for patients with allergies, asthma related to allergies. But now it's being used as a natural anti-inflammatory, again, helping with the immune system. and some of the things that people are concerned about in regards to immunity.
That's right. And I like that you brought up the vitamin D, because as the winter is coming, we've already gone through daylight savings. I don't know how you feel about it. I'm not a fan. I wish that we could just roll with the same time year round. But seasonal affective disorder, that can also kind of get and play the role as it's 5 p.m. It's already starting to get dark out there. Maybe people aren't getting in their evening exercise. What can people do if we're talking about seasonal affective disorder?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there are some people who are more sensitive to the amount of light that their body receives, more specifically their eyes and their brain. And so it affects their neurotransmitter or brain chemistry balance. And so besides getting, you know, trying to get light during the day, some natural light, people can use what are called these Lux boxes, where they're boxes that give light. We know supplements like 5-HTP, 5-hydroxytryptophan, will increase serotonin. That helps some people. There's been some research on melatonin helping people with seasonal affective disorder and going beyond sleep. So those are some things, you know, people can consider.
So if you want to learn a little bit more about us, go to americasnaturaldoctor.com. We have about 9 pages different, and this includes 10 articles per page underneath our health breakthroughs, ranging from digestion, anxiety, ways to support the immune response, migraines, headaches. If you're dealing with any of those issues, please go and find an article that best suits you and sign up for the newsletter when you're there. When we come back, we're going to have a great conversation with Marty Whittakin about digestive support for the holiday season.
Staying healthy has never been more important. And Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, maker of premier heart and immune health products, is leading the way to better health with a groundbreaking new formula, Kyolic Omega AGE. Kyolic Omega AGE combines the cardiovascular power of Kyolic's best-selling organically grown aged garlic extract with sustainably sourced fish oil and a synergistic blend of the nutrients, vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6, 9, and 12, that have been clinically shown to support heart, bone, and immune health, all in one supplement, providing you with a comprehensive and convenient way to take your health to the next level. So check off all of those individual supplements from your shopping list and get Kyolic Omega AGE for heart, bone, and immune health today. Look for Kyolic Omega AGE at fine natural health retailers near you. Learn more at Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Stay healthy. Live better.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, postnasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol.
Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, as well as Amazon.com. For a complete list of retailers, visit clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com.
Most of us could use more energy in our day, but caffeine can only do so much. At some point, we need to look at the root causes of our fatigue. It turns out the two main factors in low energy are chronic stress and a lack of nutrition. Organifi creates delicious superfood blends that address both these problems. They use adaptogenic herbs and mushrooms to help balance cortisol levels associated with stress, and they make it easier to add more nutrients into your day. Organifi's green juice is a great way to start your day with the essential superfoods that help reduce stress and reset your morning. It also contains vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and a clinical dose of ashwagandha, which is known to help support healthy cortisol levels, which aid in weight management. If you'd like to learn more, you can go to getgreenjuice.com. That's getgreenjuice.com. Use the code DRMARK, that's Dr. Mark, to save 20% off the entire site when visiting getgreenjuice.com. Welcome back, listeners. Again, as planned, we have a great show for you today. We're going to talk digestive health at the holidays. And as we alluded to in the first segment, we needed to bring on the big gun to help us out here. Who do we have joining us today, Dr. Mark?
Yes, Kelly, we have Marty Whittakin, and she's a board-certified clinical nutritionist. And she's also the author of a best-selling book, Natural Alternatives to Nexium and Other Acid Blockers. And her latest book is The Probiotic Cure. Now, Marty's a host of a long-running syndicated radio talk show, podcast, also has a website, healthybynatureshow.com. She has free newsletters, great health resources on that website as well. But like you said, today we're going to talk about digestive health during the holidays. Marty, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. When you say long running, we're in our 25th year, and you'd think I have it all figured out by now. I'm still not as good as you guys, but I'm working at it.
Follow your program, Marty. You do a great job giving the information to the people, and people need it more than ever. And I'm grateful for what I've learned from you over the years, Marty. So, today's going to be no different. Okay. So here we are. It's that season that we all talk about. And before we even jump into the holiday digestive issues, we should probably emphasize that digestive health is really an important factor when we're talking about the immune challenge world that we've been dealing with for the past 18 months to 24 months. And I think people will think about ways of how to increase their immunity or ways that they can support immunity a little bit better. As an expert in digestion, Marty, what are you seeing when it comes to that?
Well, if there's anything that's good that's come from this awful period we've been through, is that people realize now that they have immune systems. They don't know what to do about it, but at least they know they've got one. And that maybe vaccines aren't the only critical factor here, because if you don't have a good immune system, then even those don't work for you very well. And if you think about the old saying, you are what you eat, that's true up to a point, but really we are what we eat, digest, assimilate, and don't get rid of. And all of that other part takes place in the digestive system. And we've come to learn that somewhere north of 75% of our whole immune function takes place in the digestive tract. And the good bacteria in our gut, they work with the immune system. They do a lot of work on their own, but they also send signals to the immune system and help it know friend from foe. And it's just so important that you can't get the zinc you need to get into your cells and keep the viruses from replicating if you don't have stomach acid and good absorption. And all of that is dependent on having good digestion.
Yeah, that's very true. You know, Marty, the research shows that we have about 60 to 100 trillion cells in our body. How they calculate that, I don't know. But they also say that the bacteria in our body is about equivalent number. And so this friendly bacteria has so many effects. I mean, how do you explain that to your listeners and people you talk to?
Well, we have in the years past, and I kind of started with that in my book, The Probiotic Cure, we only thought of bacteria as germs, as bad guys. And that's why we became a society that sterilizes everything and sanitizes and goes crazy trying to get rid of bacteria, when we should have been thinking about the fact that we have colonies of trillions of bacteria with DNA that outnumbers ours by a lot, like 100 times more genetic information coming from our gut bacteria, and they direct virtually every action in the body, and they have a direct link to the brain. And so depending on what kind of messages are coming out of the intestinal tract, we either crave vegetables or we crave Oreos. And there's a big difference in the effect, because sugar is really very hard on the immune system. It just shuts it down, which makes it all the more important during the holidays that we pay attention to that, so that we don't make ourselves more vulnerable by feeding the wrong critters.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, I see patients at my clinic, obviously a lot have digestive problems. Others come in with, you know, different health complaints. But when I talk to them and I review their intake form, virtually everyone, well, I should say a high percentage of people, you know, have one or more digestive complaints. What are the ones, you know, you typically find out with your listeners and people that you talk to? What are the common digestive complaints or other health conditions related to the microbiome, which I know pretty much can be everything, but tell us your thoughts on that.
I think every health condition has at least a substantial part of its root in digestion. And if you want to know what's common, all you have to do is go to the grocery store or the drugstore and look down the aisles in the pharmacy section to see how many running feet are devoted to heartburn, constipation, stomach upset, diarrhea. There are just huge numbers of billions of dollars being spent on medications trying to stop the symptoms of poor digestive health. And a much more direct and long-lasting approach is to just rebalance the gut and have it do what God intended it to do.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I think as people walk into those stores and, you know, the corner store, and they see these seas of, you know, aisles and rows, they just sit there and say, why can't I just take a purple pill or an acid blocker if I'm dealing with heartburn? But the great books you've written, Marty, the great education that you've given, there's a lot of reasons why people wouldn't want to rely on that solely. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, thank you. Yes. It isn't just the consumers. The doctors have the same idea. If you go to a typical mainstream physician, what you hear is, oh, you have heartburn. You can call it whatever you want, GERD, acid reflux, Barrett's esophagitis, any kind of pain from stomach acid. Their answer is, well, let's stop the stomach acid, because that's what they've been trained to say by the pharmaceutical industry. And that's just critically wrong in two regards. One, it doesn't solve the real problem, which is not stomach acid. The stomach acid is just getting somewhere it doesn't belong, and that's what we need to work on. And the other thing is, stomach acid is so critical to health, they make it out to be the bad guy, but you need stomach acid for the absorption of minerals to make sure you get enough vitamin B12 so that you don't end up with permanent nerve damage, and to start the process of digesting protein so that we can have the amino acids we need to build hormones and muscle cells and brain cells and enzymes and all of the other things that the body needs to work with. So stopping the stomach acid, when I first wrote the first edition of the book, I predicted a lot of things that were going to be a problem, such as if you don't get enough magnesium, then your heart doesn't beat in the rhythm that it should. And finally, after many years, the FDA put a warning on these long-term acid blockers that if you keep taking them over time, you're going to lose your magnesium. And I have in the library of my website, hbnshow.com, I've got a big article I wrote on magnesium, the magnificent, I think, of hundreds of things that we need magnesium for. So I just knew if we kept blocking that there was going to be problems with that, and with zinc that we need for bone health, and just all kinds of problems down the line. And in fact, if you look at the boxes that these pills come in, it says right on there that it's approved to use for 2 weeks, maybe three times a year. It was never intended to be something that people took for decades, as some of them are, and they're unfortunately suffering the side effects from doing that.
Right. I'm so glad that you brought that up, because that's something we hear quite often. Oh, how long have you been on a PPI, or how long have you been on an acid blocker? As long as I can remember. I mean, you get people 5, 6, 7, even longer, 10 years at a time they've been taking it. And I can only imagine when you're relying on that 75% of the immune that's, dwelling within that digestive system and the microbiome, how that's really not setting people up for success. So I know today we're going to share more on it. We're going to talk about some workarounds that you like to recommend to your listeners and the people that you counsel. So we have some wonderful information to share with our audience today. And so, Marty, people, they can go over the break, maybe sign up for your newsletter. All they have to do is go to hbnshow.com.
Yes, or they, if they like typing healthybynatureshow.com, you have to have show in there. And then on the menu, just pick newsletter and you're off and running.
All right. Well, we come back from the break. We're going to pick Marty's brain a little bit more about these types of conversations, how to get set up for the holidays. So stick with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
We often hear B-complex referred to as the happy vitamin. B vitamins are instrumental for maintaining proper health. B vitamins are not only what your body burns through to cope with stress, but they are also necessary for energy production. A deficiency in them can leave you feeling stressed and with low energy. Emerald Laboratories Be Healthy offers a superior blend of full-spectrum B vitamins in their highly absorbable, activated forms. This unique clinical potency formula contains a wide variety of B vitamins in the activated methylcobalamin form and folic acid in its activated methylated form. Studies show that over 46% of Americans cannot properly metabolize folic acid, even from food sources, if it is not in its active methylated form. Emerald Laboratories Clinical Potency Coenzymated Be Healthy is also gluten-free and additive-free.
Learn more about Emerald Labs, the additive-free company. Visit emeraldlabs.com. That's emeraldlabs.com. Also available at vitamin shops, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide.
Welcome back, listeners, again, being joined by Marty Wittekin. She is an author of several books, including the best-selling book, Natural Alternatives to Nexium and Other Acid Blockers. We have Marty here today talking about digestive health for the holidays. Marty, thank you again for joining us and sharing some of these practical tips. I know you had a pickup question, Dr. Mark, so I'm going to pass it off to you.
Okay. Yeah, Marty, often when I'm talking with patients, I'll ask them, of course, because it's so fundamental, if they have any digestive issues. And sometimes patients say no, and then the further I talk to them, find out they have things like gas and bloating, maybe loose stool, constipation, a little bit of indigestion, heartburn. And so really, it seems like if you talk to a person long enough, the vast majority, you will find out signs and symptoms of digestive problems. Maybe talk more about, again, just how common this is.
I think probably your patients are much luckier than most because you do ask about digestion. As fundamental as it is, it's shocking that that so seldom comes up in the doctor's appointment. The symptoms that you mentioned, the gas, bloating, alternating maybe loose stool with hard stool and so on, people have it long enough, they think, well, that's just me, and they may even have been told that by a doctor. I've heard doctors or patients say, oh, my doctor said that going to the bathroom, pooping once a week is normal for me. Well, no, I'm sorry, it's not. It may be typical for you, but it's not normal. But beyond that, people who have sore joints and boggy brain and just a whole slew of other symptoms, it may be coming from a digestive problem they didn't know they had. Namely, they've got an overgrowth of yeast. They don't have enough of the good bacteria, so yeasts have taken over. They've gotten leaky gut, meaning that the barrier between the inside of the intestines and the circulation on the outside of the intestines has been compromised. And so now things are leaking through. that aren't supposed to, either partially digested bits of food, just enough to set off the immune system, because when it gets into circulation, the immune system says, oh, this isn't supposed to be here, it must be a threat. And so you get an immune reaction and food sensitivities. And also, when the lining has been compromised, you don't absorb nutrients like you used to. So almost any symptom anywhere in the body can be related to a breakdown in the lining of the intestinal tract. And when people have that, they probably also have leaky blood-brain barrier. And so, name it, depression, anxiety, all kinds of problems, addictions and so on, can come from not having a sound digestive system.
Yeah, and those are all things we're wanting to avoid, right? We want to be happy, we want to be healthy, we want to feel good and, you know, be able to spend more time with our family and not have some of those issues that can come along with digestive issues. I love that you point that out, Marty, because I think that often people won't put that together of, gosh, I'm feeling a little bit depressed, I'm not feeling like myself, or maybe I'm even having skin afflictions. Again, go to that digestive component on it. But let's kind of share with the listeners some reasons why the holidays can be hard on our digestive systems. Is it all about food, or is it also some stress that could come along with having family and friends in town and the shopping and everything else?
Yes, in a good year, there's a lot of stress. Who knows what's going to happen this year with the supply chain issues and so on, and inflation and budgets being stretched. We need to remember that whatever we do to ourselves, we're doing to our intestinal bacteria, our good guys, our probiotics. They are subject to being hurt by stress, and certainly hurt by what we're putting in our mouths. And temptations start getting out of hand when you buy the Halloween candy and do some quality assurance by eating some of it to make sure it's good enough to hand out. And then you clean up the leftovers instead of donating it to one of the charities that sends it off to our troops. But then there's Thanksgiving, Christmas, and all of the festivities and parties and get-togethers and spreads at work that come in between. And what we see is not an increase in platters of celery and carrots and vegetables. It's carbs, mostly sweet things and pull-apart rolls and pecan pie and all kinds of wonderful treats that in small quantities, along with an otherwise balanced lifestyle, might be okay. That's enough to trigger heartburn. And here's something I didn't mention about the heartburn drugs that's important to know. They did a study where they took people who did not have heartburn, put them on a PPI, a proton pump inhibitor type Nexium sort of drug, for a month. And at the end, they couldn't get off of it because now they were addicted. And that's where I think where some of these problems start, because they've seen the TV commercials, and so at the first sign of heartburn, they go, oh, okay, I'll just take one of those, and then they're stuck on it.
Right, and they're not changing the underlying reason why they're getting the heartburn, and maybe they take these medications for a period of time, and then they stop them suddenly, and they get that rebound effect, and they think, oh, I got to be on these things indefinitely, and they get into that cycle, like you said, so it's definitely a problem. What are some of the fundamental changes that you recommend to listeners just to help improve their overall digestive function or competence, if you would?
Well, I should mention that getting off of these drugs is a challenge, and even the doctors will say, well, maybe you need to take more, and we'll put them back on it. In the library, in the digestive section on the website, I have instructions for how to wean off of the drugs. You don't have to spend $6.95 and buy my Alternatives to Nexium book. I think most of the critical information you need is on the website for free. So getting off of those drugs is one good place to start. But understanding what are good bacteria, which are the foundation of digestion, what they like is critical. They like vegetables, whole foods that have fiber in them. and fruits. And it's little known fact that you see an ad for pomegranate juice, and it makes some kind of health claim. It says it's good for this or that. Well, that's only if you have the bacteria to digest that pomegranate and turn it into the active chemicals, which are the postbiotics. It's what comes after the bacteria. And the bacteria, the more of a variety you have, the better, because they can handle more different kinds of foods, and they turn it into these beneficial compounds that are amino acids and enzymes and vitamins and signaling compounds and immune factors and neurotransmitters. Those are all having been digested by the bacteria. We don't have the enzymes to digest fiber very well, so we depend on the bacteria to do that for us. And so feeding them correctly is the most important thing. And then try not to kill them off with drugs, because medications of all kinds are hard on our friendly bacteria, especially hard are antibiotics. And sometimes people just have to take an antibiotic, or at least think they do. They don't have the guidance of somebody that knows alternatives. And you need to stop the... And we could talk about, I think it's important maybe to let people know that that kind of gut reaction that people get when they say, oh, I'm on this antibiotic, I better not take any probiotics, that's just wrong information. When you're taking, they think, well, there's anti and pro, maybe they fight each other, so I won't take the probiotic because it might hurt the antibiotic. The reverse is true. The antibiotic hurts the probiotic, but the probiotic actually helps your antibiotic work better and solve the problem with less side effects. The key thing is, don't give it up. In fact, take more. Just don't take it at the same time of day. Take them concurrently, but allow at least 2 hours between the antibiotic and the probiotic so that you don't kill off your good guys.
That's a really good point. And I know that, Dr. Mark, you've also mentioned that, and that's what you encourage your patients to do, is don't wait till you're done with the antibiotic to start re-inoculating and rebuilding the gut. So really, really wise tip there, Marty. And again, as we're going into cold and flu season, I think we're going to see a higher incidence of people using those antibiotics. And again, the medications that you referenced, you have some people who are on 8 to 10 scripts, and then maybe you have an addiction to sugar and are eating sugar. And so, you know, when you're dealing with that, it could really be a recipe for disaster if you're not making sure you're supporting that gut bacteria. So when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about ways we can better support the microbiome, support the gut. So make sure you stick with us. In the meantime, you can learn more about Marty at healthybynatureshow.com or hbnshow.com is the shortcut. We also have this listed on our website at americasnaturaldoctor.com. Feel free to hit the radio section, but we'll be right back after the break.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Hi, Kelly Capasola here to tell you all about a supplement that we use at Forever Young Radio to heighten our immunity. Wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract from Future Farm is a Mediterranean-sourced, organically grown liquid supplement. Take daily as an immune supplement or use during fall and winter months for that extra immune support. Published research shows that oregano oil may offer superior antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal support. Rosemary extract is a rich source of antioxidants, supports circulation, and features anti-inflammatory compounds. Whereas most oregano oil has a very intense taste, Future Farms wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract has a natural honey flavor that tastes great. Learn more at myfuturefarm.com or call 888-841-7216. That's myfuturefarm.com or call 888-841-7216.
Forever Young is brought to you in part by Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, having a wonderful conversation with our good friend, Marty Whittakin. She's a board-certified clinical nutritionist and author of the best-selling book, Natural Alternatives to Nexium and Other Acid Blockers. She also has her latest book titled The Probiotic Cure, and she's joining us today to talk about digestive health at the holidays. What can people do if all of a sudden they get that either heartburn or sudden bout of digestive distress? Are there recommendations we can share with people today?
Well, as always, prevention beats cure any day. And one thing that causes people problems is just flat overeating. And I think it helps a lot to do a little preventive eating before you go to an event, even if it's a matter of having a handful of almonds in your car and eating them so that you don't hit the event starved and go right for what raises your blood sugar. When your blood sugar gets low, your body is looking for something that's really going to raise it fast. Kind of prepare yourself so you don't end up going to the event starving. And just watching what combinations you eat, because different foods take different enzymes, and having a little bit of everything is kind of a nice honor to the people that brought the food, but it can get you in trouble if you eat too much of a bunch of different foods. And the carbohydrates that I've found, I don't know, Dr. Stengel, if you found this too, if people go on a low-carbohydrate diet for cardiovascular reasons or weight loss, one of the things they say, along with, hey, my sleep apnea went away, is I don't have heartburn anymore. And if I'm ever going to get heartburn, it's because I've had a dessert or ate the bread they brought to the table because it was so good I couldn't resist. Those are the things that set me up for when I go to bed feeling like, uh-oh, that kind of burns. I've got a remedy for that, which is the other thing to do if you have a sudden digestive distress. But in a minute, I'll get to that. But one other thing to watch out for is food that is likely to spoil that's been sitting out too long. We run into that in the summer when Aunt Martha brings her potato salad that's been out of the refrigerator already for a couple of hours, and then it sits on the picnic table. You're kind of asking for trouble with that kind of a thing. But what I do when I do find that I've got a little bit of either an upset stomach or a little bit of burning, is I chew two Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. And the reason it works quickly is because it's been fermented for at least 3 years, and so it's had a chance to develop all of those good postbiotics that I mentioned, where it takes our food and turns it into useful things like enzymes, and I don't know what the magic is in there, but a couple of those shuts down the problem. And I know another radio host who got actual food poisoning at a convention, which is easy to do because there's just a million samples sitting around, and he was in really dire digestive distress. He probably chewed 20 of the Dr. O'Hara's and solved the problem. You can't overdose on Dr. O'Hara's, but you want to take enough to get the job done.
Yeah, and I see that you recommend Dr. O'Hara's probiotics in your books, including The Probiotic Cure, which obviously is focused on probiotics. Now, what is it? What are the qualities that you feel make it superior to the many probiotics out on the market?
Yeah, when I wrote that book, I started mental blank slate, said, yes, I've had excellent results with my clients, and I believe in the product, but I'm going to write this book from scratch and kind of see where the research takes me. And I looked at 1,000 studies to look for what the common denominators were. And at the end, I came to the conclusion I had been right all along, that Dr. O'Hara's is the best because it's the only one that is a concentrate of fermented foods. Lots of research showing fermented foods are helpful. Well, that's really what Dr. O'Hara's is. They take the bacteria and feed them seasonally at room temperature all kinds of wonderful herbs and vegetables and seaweeds and things that are good for us, and they let the bacteria digest that and turn it into what we need. So what they end up with is not a white powder like virtually all of the other probiotics on the market. They end up with this dark paste that's very rich with all the postbiotics, all of the dozen bacteria that it has in it, including one that's very powerful, acts like an antibiotic, and that's TH10. And it just, people get very fast results even when they take it and swallow it rather than chew it. And that's because a lot of the work's already been done for you. When you take a white powder type freeze-dried bacteria, they've been separated from their food supply. They aren't grown up with the other bacterial strains. They're mixed together afterwards. They're very fragile, and supposing that they even survive the digestive process to get where they belong, they don't have a food supply with them, so they have to hope you ate the right thing, and then they multiply, and then they can start doing the work. Dr. Hears is ready to go right from the beginning.
You can't really travel if you're relying on a probiotic that you have to keep in the fridge. I know Dr. O'Hara's probiotics does not require refrigeration. So tell us a little bit more about that, because that's a huge bonus for people, especially if they're at holiday parties or traveling.
Well, exactly. And you want to have it with you when the need arises. And because they're blister packed, you can put a little sheet of Dr. O'Hara's in your purse, in your pocket, in your briefcase, and it's where you are when you need it. And there's a myth that people are taught, if it isn't in the refrigerator, it isn't good. Well, that's because they are very fragile, and it takes some special kind of handling for the white powder type to be sustainable without refrigeration. But Dr. O'Hara's is fermented at room temperature. That's what it's used to. So it doesn't hurt it to put it in the refrigerator, but you don't need to.
Yeah, exactly. And so how capsules should people take just to optimize their digestive tract, like you said, when they're having digestive problems? What are your general dosing guidelines?
Common approach is take 2 a day, 1 in the morning, 1 at night, supposedly ideally on an empty stomach, which is important for the white powder type because they're so subject to stomach acid. I don't think that's the case with Dr. O'Hara's, and so I tell people to take it when you can remember on a regular basis. And if it's with a meal, that's fine, because so much of the effect is from the postbiotics, and these are very hardy strains of bacteria that have their own food supply, and they're just not fragile. But there's a way to start if you've been having digestive problems and you know you would like to get a jump start on fixing the problem, and that's called a loading dose, where you take 6 a day for 5 days, and that kind of starts the remodeling process a lot faster, and then you can switch to a maintenance dose of 2 a day, and more if you have to be on an antibiotic.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Marty. That's so important for people to understand and kind of get on the path of, okay, how do I incorporate this? And this is something, it's not just for adults. Can children also take the benefit of using a high-quality probiotic? What are you seeing in that sector?
I don't think you can ever be too young or too old for Dr. O'Hara's. It does not interfere with medication, so an elderly person that's on medications doesn't have to worry about it. And there are nursing mothers that put the paste on the nipple, whether it's the bottle or their own, so that the baby can get a good start. There's so many things in our environment now that get kids off on the wrong foot, where they don't develop the variety and the quantity of intestinal bacteria they need. So getting them started early is a great way to prevent colic and a lot of the things that can come, infections and so on down the road.
Great. And just to remind our listeners, you can find Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural retailers across the U.S., especially in the health sector. But they're also available online. You can go and search more, or you can visit EssentialFormulas.com to find a retailer near you. Again, that's EssentialFormulas.com, and you can find a retailer near you. Marty, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking and carving out the time to join me and Dr. Stengler today.
Well, happy holidays to both of you. Thank you for the invitation.
You're always welcome to join us on the program. Thank you for all the years you've put in education, Marty. Appreciate it. And listeners, you can learn more about Marty at healthybynatureshow.com. That does it for our episode today. Have a happy and healthy week, and we'll catch you next time right here on Forever Young.